Following up on our investigation into the GPU black market and smuggling operations last year, there's been some developments recently, including prosecution and arrests. NVIDIA says that there's no chip diversion. This is a stance it has maintained for a while now. The U.S. government has different opinions.
That's the alleged scheme federal prosecutors laid out just last night, charging three people tied to server maker Supermicro, including the co-founder you're seeing on your screen and board member Wally Liao, with conspiring to illegally divert billions in AI servers to China in, of course, violation of U.S. export controls.
Prosecutors say the company sold NVIDIA's high-powered AI chips that were banned from China, bringing in more than $2 billion in sales for Supermicro.
The Justice Department has charged several now former Supermicro employees with violating U.S. export control laws. The government said the defendants sold high-performance chips to China by using a, quote, web of lies, obfuscation, and concealment, end quote. To support the deception, the government says that the smugglers staged warehouses full of what they called dummy servers and employed the most sophisticated technology available for sticker removal, hair dryers. At some point, it's like they're just mocking me. As for NVIDIA, its claims are becoming, we think, more far-fetched. Jensen Huang was seen with one of the defendants a few days before the charges in Supermicro's posted and now deleted photo of Jensen Huang with Wally Liao, one of Supermicro's co-founders, at NVIDIA GTC together. NVIDIA's denials are even frustrating policymakers. Two U.S. senators said NVIDIA's claims are a, quote, public relations posture designed to protect NVIDIA's export licenses, end quote. But that assumes the government has its act together to approve export licenses anyway. While NVIDIA has avoided admitting to GPU smuggling even existing, even outside of its own control, despite reported evidence of chip diversion, the Department of Justice keeps arresting chip smugglers, including allegations of multi-million dollar GPU smuggling operations. The elaborate scheme currently being investigated by the Department of Justice contradicts NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang's prior statements about GPU smuggling.
NVIDIA's chips are not little tiny potato chips. These are 2 tons. Each one of our GPUs is a rack that's 2 tons large, or even the smaller versions of our racks are hundreds of pounds. And so it's not easy to smuggle.
Every so often somebody says, you know, these GPUs are being smuggled. I really would love to see it.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you have to smuggle enough of them to fill a football field full of these things so that you could run it as an AI data center.
Over the years, people have speculated about diversion. We've chased down every single concern, and we've repeatedly tested and sampled data centers around the world and found no diversion. People talk about smuggling, but it's incredibly hard to do. And we chase down every opportunity, every single time that somebody's reported something, and it's just not been true.
Not to mention, we bought a smuggled RTX 5090 GPU in China last year. We were offered smuggled RTX 6000 Pro GPUs with 96 gigabytes of memory while in China last year. And this was without any issue whatsoever, because there, it's not a black market. It's just a market. And we have a whole documentary on that. But if you ask NVIDIA, the GPU smuggling is fake news, something that we've reported on as well. As our sources in the documentary said, though,
睁一只眼闭一只眼.
睁一只眼闭一只眼. Indeed. NVIDIA can keep turning a blind eye to GPU smuggling, but now one of NVIDIA's major OEM partners, Supermicro, is tied to a smuggling case worth billions of dollars in one of the most complex cases of it yet. Today, we're going to go over the Supermicro case and the latest update on the GPU black market. Before that, this video is brought to you by Thermaltake and the TR200WS Micro Chassis, a Micro ATX stout case. It includes an optional 5 1/4 bay for either a screen or 5 1/4 drives. The case has a highly perforated side panel, a color accent front styled like other popular cases, can fit radiators and closed loop liquid coolers in the top, up to 360mm claimed support, and a total of 7 120mm fan mounting locations between the top, bottom, and rear of the case. Max CPU tower cooler clearance is claimed at 175mm and GPU clearance at 365mm. The chassis provides a portable, highly compatible box for your builds. Learn more at the link in the description below. Since we posted our GPU black market documentary in August of 2025, and then we got Bloomberged, and then we un-Bloomberged ourselves, the US government has had some updates on its GPU smuggling control attempts, where It's arrested criminals on multiple occasions for smuggling GPUs or conspiring to divert AI GPUs into China. The US government's rules for chip exports to China have changed over the last 4 years, with the government and NVIDIA engaged in a cat and mouse game that's become weirdly collaborative. It'd be like cat and mouse, except if the mouse is the more powerful one, ultimately. And if the mouse sometimes gave the cat a 15% cut of its sale of cheese on the side in the cheese smuggling market. To understand Supermicro's involvement, or in the very least, the alleged involvement of its leadership at this point, we need a recap of GPU export control rules and why they're treated similarly to other export controlled items, like guns. Beginning in 2022, during the Biden administration, the Department of Commerce restricted certain high-performance chips that the US companies are allowed to export to China. The Biden administration kept adding rules to limit which chips could be sold to China, and NVIDIA would subsequently create new products that wouldn't be affected by export controls, such as the natural problem of an entity that doesn't really understand the technology trying to police the technology. You make the technology, in this case GPUs, you tweak a few dials, get the performance you want, but technically still comply. During the second Trump administration, the US export controls have been similarly confusing.
And Jensen also has a new chip, the Blackwell. Do you know what the Blackwell is? The Blackwell is super duper advanced. I wouldn't make a deal with that, although it's possible I'd make a deal enhanced in a negative way. Blackwell.
Federal policymaker discussions within the last 6 months have focused on whether the government would allow NVIDIA to sell the Hopper or Blackwell generation of chips to China. In December 2025, President Trump said the government would allow NVIDIA to sell the H200 to customers in China, with the government taking a 25% cut from the sales. This is more than the prior news we covered of a 15% cut for H20s and MI308s from AMD. The same rules would apply to AMD and Intel for similar chips, Trump said. The president said NVIDIA's more advanced Blackwell and Rubin chips aren't part of this deal. The Post also suggested that the export controls, the very ones that Trump's own administration furthered in 2025, documented in our article detailing the full timeline, were implemented by Biden and harmed national security and American jobs. But again, both administrations administered export controls, and Trump's in particular added, removed, and changed them several times in the span of 1 year. The Department of Commerce's Bureau of Industry and Security provided more details in January 2026. The agency would review licenses for the NVIDIA H200 and AMD MI325X on a case-by-case basis. However, for licenses to be approved, the government would require that the products are sufficiently available for U.S. customers, that end customers in China have adequate compliance measures, and that the chips have undergone independent testing to verify security and performance. So NVIDIA is now allowed to sell some chips to China, but the rules are onerous, and the revenue split has increased. In a March SEC filing we dug up, NVIDIA called the US export rules complex and said its, quote, competitive position has been harmed by export controls, end quote. At NVIDIA's GTC press conference in March, Axios reported NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang as saying, quote, we've been licensed for many customers in China for H200. We've received purchase orders from many customers, and we're in the process of restarting our manufacturing, end quote. But while the government changes its export control rules, smugglers have become better at evading them altogether. This brings us to NVIDIA's partner Supermicro and its accused employees. Supermicro isn't exactly a beacon of corporate responsibility. The SEC charged Supermicro with accounting fraud in 2020, and the company faced allegations of export violations in 2024 relating to exports to Russia after the invasion of Ukraine. Supermicro's then auditor, Ernst & Young, a firm very familiar with accounting controversies, even stopped working with Supermicro in 2024 after saying that it was, quote, unwilling to be associated, end quote, with its financial statements. We might be seeing why they said that, as Supermicro today finds itself connected to GPU smuggling allegations. On March 19th, the Department of Justice announced that it had charged three people for violating US export control laws and diverting high-performance servers with NVIDIA chips to China. The government named Wally Liao, Stephen Chang, and Willie Sun as defendants. The government did not name Supermicro itself as a defendant or in the indictment, but all three individuals have been, at points, associated with Supermicro. On the same day, Supermicro acknowledged the indictment and issued a statement with more information about the three individuals. According to Supermicro, Wally Liao was a senior vice president of business development and a member of Supermicro's board of directors, and Stephen Chan was a sales manager in Taiwan. Willie Swin was a contractor. Supermicro also said it maintains a, quote, robust compliance program, end quote, and is committed to adhering to U.S. export rules. Despite Supermicro's assurances, the company's robust compliance program missed the non-compliance alleged in the large-scale GPU smuggling operation. In a press release from the Department of Justice, a U.S. attorney said that the, quote, defendants participated in a systematic scheme to divert massive quantities of U.S. artificial intelligence technology to customers in China. They did so through a tangled web of lies, obfuscation, and concealment, all to drive sales and generate revenues in violation of U.S. law, end quote. The Justice Department describes a comprehensive scheme. They say that Liao and Chan directed executives of an unnamed company in Southeast Asia, which the Department of Justice called Company One, to place orders for GPU servers from an unnamed U.S. manufacturer, presumably Supermicro. The U.S. manufacturer assembled the servers in the United States before shipping them to their facilities in Taiwan, and then subsequently sent them to Company One in Southeast Asia. From there, Company One would ship the servers to their final destination in China in unmarked boxes. Company One concealed the true destination and the purpose for the servers to avoid regulatory scrutiny and pass the compliance checks. Now, this might actually sound familiar to a lot of you. We broke news on a similarly designed scheme in August of last year. Here's what we said at the time. A B2B company in Taiwan noted to us that it's commissioned by Chinese companies to import servers for pre-testing and pre-assembly and setup steps. When we asked what the GPUs were that the servers ran, having just done all the rest of this, we realized that all of the hardware is export controlled. Once the B2B agency completes its testing, it ships the system out to the original buyer. Basically, they act as an intermediary to buy the machine, mark it up, and reship it to the original purchaser, maybe with actual testing. We also spoke with a company that conducts business in Singapore. The company informed us that they are also aware of similar pass-throughs for so-called testing or data services. This was also the subject we went to Washington, D.C. last year to talk with congressional staff about, although we still can't share anything further on that. Per the Justice Department, the defendants worked with Company One to prepare false documents and trick auditors into thinking Company One was the final destination. The Department of Justice said, quote, at the defendant's direction, between 2024 and 2025, Company One purchased approximately $2.5 billion worth of servers from the U.S. manufacturer, end quote. Between late April 2025 to mid-May 2025 alone, the alleged smugglers diverted an estimated $510 million in servers to China. As the smuggling operation expanded in 2025, the defendants took more elaborate measures to avoid detection. In the indictment that we found on Pacer, the Justice Department said the defendants staged dummy servers for inspection at locations where Company One was purportedly storing the servers it had bought from the U.S. manufacturer. The defendants are said to have worked with other individuals to repackage the servers with the U.S. manufacturer's labels and boxes to deceive inspectors for an audit in, you guessed it, August 2025. Some things just line up that way. Company One and the defendants needed to stage fake servers since the real ones had already been shipped to China. Per the indictment, Swin, the contractor identified by Supermicro, estimated that it would take about 100 people, including forklift operators, to set up the warehouse and pass inspection. The indictment included photos of the final staging with fake servers stuffed inside a large warehouse. The scheme began attracting more attention. On August 20th, 2025, 3 days after we published our documentary on GPU smuggling and the black market, and immediately after being copyright struck by Bloomberg, the Bureau of Industry and Security, quote, informed the U.S. manufacturer that it had reason to believe that Company One was diverting the U.S. manufacturer's servers to China, and that BIS, therefore, had requested a compliance hold on all shipments from the U.S. manufacturer to Company One, end quote. Government officials continued to investigate. In December 2025, regulators visited Company One's warehouse for a compliance check. The defendants once again staged the dummy servers. This time, the defendant, Swin, and an unnamed broker unboxed the dummy servers, they said, and used a hairdryer to, quote, remove and affix labels and serial number stickers to the server boxes and to the dummy servers themselves, end quote, per the filing. The two then allegedly repackaged the fake servers in the boxes. After the December inspection, Supermicro co-founder Liao is said in the indictment to have asked an executive at Company One to order more servers. The legal documents include other interesting details. According to the indictment, Company One became more important to the U.S. manufacturer's revenue over time. The indictment says Company One ranked as the U.S. manufacturer's 11th most profitable customer worldwide, along with customers like U.S. cloud companies and hyperscalers. However, the indictment reads, quote, Company One did not have the capacity to store or use the massive quantities of servers it was purchasing from the U.S. manufacturer, and most of the servers it ordered at the direction of the defendants were instead diverted to China through a network of third-party brokers who worked closely with the defendants, end quote. In other words, smugglers. Company One was also important for the U.S. server manufacturer to maintain its GPU allocation from NVIDIA. In one example, in December 2024, the indictment says that Liao pressured an executive at Company One to place more substantial orders with the B200. Per the indictment, one of Liao's techs said, quote, This is the only way to have NVIDIA to promise the B200 allocation so far as I know, end quote. Supermicro described itself as a victim. In a letter to its shareholders on March 26th, Supermicro CEO Charles Liang said, quote, It appears that Supermicro has been a victim of the elaborate schemes orchestrated by these individuals, which deceived both federal authorities and our internal compliance team, end quote. It's the classic, if only some thief hadn't put this in my bank account. I don't know how this got there. Liang's letter also said Supermicro would implement, quote, even more rigorous oversight, end quote, of its export control system, which is a great idea, considering the indictment said one of the U.S. manufacturer's compliance officers was, quote, off-site enjoying entertainment paid for by Company One, end quote, instead of doing their job during the August 2025 audit. On April 7th, Supermicro announced an independent investigation to look further into the matter and said it won't comment further until the investigation is done. We found Wally Liao's alleged involvement in this to be the most surprising. Liao co-founded Supermicro in 1993 and served on the board of directors from 93 to 2018. He resigned from his Supermicro positions in 2018 after the company admitted that it wasn't current in its SEC filings. But Liao returned to Supermicro as a consultant in 2021. Supermicro hired Liao back full-time in 2022 as a senior vice president of business development, and he again joined the board of directors in December 2023. Liao made millions while working at Supermicro. Supermicro's 2025 annual report said it compensated Liao with more than $1.8 million in salary, bonus, and stock in the fiscal year 2025. Liao's primary stake in Supermicro came in the form of equity. According to an SEC filing from Supermicro, Liao owned more than 15 million Supermicro shares. Liao and his spouse served as trustees for the Liao Family Trust, which held the majority of the 15 million shares. In total, Liao's stake in Supermicro amounted to 2.6% of the company's common stock as of July 31, 2025. Now, due to the alleged crimes, Liao is no longer employed by Supermicro or on its board of directors. Liao has pleaded not guilty to the charges and is free on a $5 million bond, according to Bloomberg. The case will go to trial in November. Interestingly, Liao rubbed shoulders with Jensen Huang just days before the indictment. GN friend and professional Oracle antagonizer Ed Zitrin noted on Twitter that Supermicro's social team had posted a photo on March 16th with Jensen, Liao, and Supermicro's CEO Leon at its GTC booth. Zitrin said, quote, Cannot wait for Jensen Huang to try and pretend he had no idea about Wally Liao's GPU smuggling operation. I hope he tries to pretend they didn't talk much, end quote. The federal indictment came out on March 19th, 3 days later. A few days after that, Supermicro deleted the Twitter post with Liao in it. NVIDIA has distanced itself from smuggling reports. Jensen Huang has repeatedly done so, to the extent of even just outright denying that smuggling exists in any capacity in interviews when asked about it.
There's no evidence of any AI chip diversion.
Every so often somebody says, you know, yeah, these GPUs are being smuggled. I really would love to see it.
People talk about smuggling, but it's incredibly hard to do. And we chase down every opportunity, every single time that somebody's reported something, and it's just not been true.
The Supermicro case, where smugglers work in Southeast Asia to get GPUs into China by working around regulators, is one of the exact scenarios that NVIDIA has downplayed. For example, in August 2025, the Department of Justice arrested two Chinese nationals for shipping tens of millions of dollars in export-controlled AI chips to China. Their operation concealed shipments to China by first exporting the chips to shipping and freight forwarding companies in Singapore and Malaysia, it said. In a statement published on TechCrunch, NVIDIA said, quote, This case demonstrates that smuggling is a non-starter. We primarily sell our products to well-known partners. including OEMs, who help us ensure that all sales comply with U.S. export control rules. Even relatively small exporters and shipments are subject to thorough review and scrutiny, and any diverted products would have no service, support, or updates," end quote. Except it's not a non-starter, because an actual non-starter wouldn't start with being worth tens of millions of dollars before even getting caught. And that's just the ones that got caught. Additionally, in November 2025, the government charged four people with conspiracy to violate U.S. export control laws. The government's indictment said the defendants communicated with co-conspirators in Malaysia and Thailand to, quote, facilitate the transshipment of NVIDIA GPUs exported from the United States to the PRC, end quote. In response to an inquiry about the case, an NVIDIA spokesperson told The Verge, quote, even small sales of older generation products on the secondary market are subject to strict scrutiny and review. Trying to cobble together data centers from smuggled products is a non-starter, both technically and economically. Data centers are massive and complex systems, making any smuggling extremely difficult and risky, and we do not provide any support or repairs for restricted products, end quote. NVIDIA repeatedly misrepresents the difficulty of smuggling, we think, by leaning on the size and scale of data centers. We think NVIDIA sees GPU smuggling as a significant credibility and reputational risk. In an SEC filing from March 2026 that we dug up, NVIDIA said, quote, while we seek to strictly comply with all applicable export control regulators, reports of diversion of controlled products, even when unsubstantiated and untrue, may negatively impact our business, relationships with partners and customers, and our reputation, end quote. NVIDIA's statements are catching up with them. A few days after the government arrested the former Supermicro employees, Senator Jim Banks, a Republican of Indiana, and Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democrat from Massachusetts, asked known Epstein associate and Secretary of Commerce Howard Lutnick in a letter to think twice about approving export licenses for NVIDIA. Dated March 23rd, the senators wrote, quote, we urge all necessary and appropriate actions, including the immediate pausing, suspension, or other reconsideration of all active export licenses covering advanced NVIDIA AI chips and server systems destined for the People's Republic of China, as well as for intermediaries in Southeast Asia, end quote. Additionally, the senators accused NVIDIA and Jensen of misleading the public about GPU smuggling and pointed to media reporting on the topic. The two legislators wrote, quote, claims that there was no evidence of a diversion appear to have been part of a public relations posture designed to protect NVIDIA's export licenses, end quote. They suggested the Department of Commerce look into whether NVIDIA's public statements and posture about the absence of, quote, chip diversion were materially false or misleading, and whether those representations, statements, or certifications influenced licensing decisions in a way that warrants further investigation or referral, end quote. The senatorial letter concluded by saying the Supermicro indictments, quote, raise serious questions about Jensen Huang's public assurances, end quote. NVIDIA doubled down on its compliance measures in response. On March 24th, Tom's Hardware quoted an NVIDIA spokesperson who said, quote, strict compliance is a top priority for NVIDIA. We continue to work closely with our customers and the government on compliance programs as export regulations have expanded, end quote. Further, the outlet quoted NVIDIA as saying, quote, unlawful diversion of controlled U.S. computers to China is a losing proposition across the board. NVIDIA does not provide any service or support for such systems, and the enforcement mechanisms are rigorous and effective, end quote. But this kind of ignores, with the support and service, that there's a lot of money to be made. One day later, the U.S. government announced more arrests for attempted GPU smuggling. On March 25th, the Department of Justice charged three people for conspiring to commit export control violations. In a press release, the agency said the defendants are, quote, alleged to have sought millions of dollars worth of export-controlled computer chips from a California-based computer hardware company for illegal shipment to China through Thailand, end quote. Ultimately, the defendants didn't ship any high-end GPUs to China that time. NVIDIA claimed victory in a statement to PC Mag, saying, quote, the complaint shows that our due diligence process works well. Despite several efforts, the would-be smugglers failed to clear our diligence process and did not receive GPUs from us, end quote. It's sort of like the you can't fire me, I quit approach to commenting on the situation, where NVIDIA takes every development in this case and does its best to spin it as if that's what their master 5D chess plan was all along. But the Department of Justice at this point, it's arrested people for conspiring to violate U.S. export controls. It has arrested people for violating U.S. export controls, mostly relating to shipping high-end GPUs to China now on multiple occasions. And a lot of these go back to August 2025. The smuggling operations include extensive schemes, like with the former Supermicro employees, and they also scale down to smaller operations, like the back of the Prius one that we showed in our documentary. Yet, despite these developments, these arrests, NVIDIA has repeatedly distanced itself from smuggling and claims over and over that it's a non-starter, and often now using the phrase fake news for some of its statements that it's put out. So we think it's a great time to revisit Jensen's wish.
Every so often somebody says, you know, these GPUs are being smuggled. I really would love to see it.
The U.S. government arrested someone whom Jensen Huang was hanging out with just days before. So Jensen, we wonder if you'd love to see it now. That's it for this one. To get the full detail on this, again, check out our smuggling documentary on GPUs from late last year. It's actually still getting a lot of views. Thank you all for that, especially after the whole getting Bloomberg situation. But shockingly relevant, a lot of this is like real interesting timelines, you'll notice. Around that timing, it's just, you know, it's just interesting. So you can subscribe for more. You can go to store.gamersnexus.net to support us directly. And right now we still have the code PUCKGAMERSNEXUS active for 10% off for all the companies who say puck us. You can also go to patreon.com/gamersnexus to support us there. Thanks for watching. That's your update on the GPU smuggling situation following the documentary, all the stuff that's happened since then, I mean. And we'll see you all in the next one.